And we'll just remind you once again that she's a birthday girl, 29 years old, a couple of days ago. Barbara Friedman, good morning.
Yeah, right. Good morning.
Yeah, but you were a birthday girl.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, well, she's not 29, she's 28. But anyway, yes, you were saying.
Okay, so the top hashtag, the top trending stories on Twitter this morning, you might have guessed, is now Back to School 2020 and hashtag Bundle of Joy. So now what I wanted to raise is this interesting point that we are being told over and over again, don't post pictures of your bundles of joy going off to school because it's a security risk.
Yeah.
And I don't have any bundles of joy of my own, but I'm curious to see whether people listen to that or not. And I'm quite interested that many of my journalist friends and other media savvy people, including masses of the population, post endless pictures of their children going off to school today. And I just wondered what people think about that. Is it a real threat? Is it been overstated? I don't know, because people with a lot of brains are posting very clear pictures of their children going off to school. So I just wanted to put that out there. But in any case, it is trending, and there are adorable pictures out there of all these little ones going off to start their school life.
Listen, if your kid's 15, 16, it's a different story. I see some 15, 16-year-olds and photos being posted on my Instagram account. By the way, you can follow me, Kino Cummings. All of them are, just a little shameless pun, but all of them look 13, 14,
yeah, but
15.
Lots of 6-year-olds and stuff.
But you're 6-year-olds and all I mean is no. It's not a good idea. And if you're going to post it, do it in the family group.
Well, exactly. It's probably where you should leave it.
Well, there we go. Here's one.
But anyway, it's trending on Twitter because people are posting their little ones going off to school.
Yeah.
Some of them are older, but a lot of them are their first day of school, which is, you know, your big thing.
Not
first
advisable, given the society we live in. Anyway.
Yes. Okay, then moving on to Kino's favorite story of the day, which is at Richard Mopanya's funeral yesterday. Never mind at the funeral, at the graveside, at the stone.
Oy.
For what seemed like senior police
brigadiers, by the looks of it,
with lots of medals, they were basically standing in a row, the four of them, men and women, and they were doing some sort of salute or trying to do a salute where they marched and
turn
in one direction,
left.
Correct.
Or turn right, and you turn right. The only problem is one dude turned right, two other people turned left,
and one was confused,
and the one was confused, not knowing which way he should turn.
So, of course, social media have gone a bit, you know,
and rightfully
gaga
so
over the video. And it's like, oh, dear, how do we fix this problem?
You know, I juxtapose that with what happened at Chester Williams' funeral. And I was there prior to everything kicking off. And we were sitting. And they were, I think, Major General Jeremy Vieri was there and a couple of other people. And they practiced all of this beforehand. Right. Mm. And going through their paces, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One would imagine you'd do that. But this is embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that you all say, right, we're all going to turn left.
Yes, but left is left, right?
I don't always know my left from my right. I sometimes have to go like...
Yeah, but surely you think about it before you do it.
If I was on parade.
Maybe you'd like to comment about that, by the way. Maybe you think people are just making a big fuss out of nothing. I don't think so. I think it's indicative...
It was undignified at a funeral like that.
But it's also indicative of where we are when it comes to direction in the country. You know, we need certainty. We need people to know what the heck they're doing. We need direction. We need. But it was almost
a symbol of direction.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like Cyril Ramaphosa in the middle going, am I going to go? Am I going to appease the ANC or am I going to do what's right? You know,
dear.
And then poor Tito was the only one who turned in the right direction. But let's go to Vernon in Greenpoint quickly before you do the last one. Hi, Vernon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimmer. How are you doing?
I'm always good, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Kimmer. Kimmer, just a few facts about security. My sister's got a security company, so I'm speaking from a slightly one step of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is just from a giving point of view. At the Langebaan, at the country club in Langebaan,
yeah.
I give my security guards a big cup of coffee every month because they don't get supplied with that and they've got a very low salary.
Yeah.
The second nice story is that my housekeeper, she was very bright, so I introduced her to the security company and she's a supervisor today.
Yes.
But I noticed that they put her on night shift And when I was coming home the other evening, at about 11:30 at night, she was the only one in the cubicle, and a woman on night shift. And I asked her, "Where's your radio?" which was inside. There was no panic button. I took issue with that. So I took it up with the security company, and they've now put procedures in place and thanked me for that.
Yep.
And 2 months later, they're back on track. They've got female guards at night on security. So the last thing, Kimo, is that they installed an ATM in Greenpoint on the main road on the corner of York and Main Road. It's a private ATM, so it serves all banks. They've got two security guards dressed in army uniform at 39 degrees, standing in front of the ATM. The ATM's got a blue door, doesn't even say open. The ATM sign is so small you can't see it. So I contacted the security company involved, and I said, "Do you know how much that's costing you per day to guard that ATM with two guards, and they're dressed in camouflage army uniform, and they must be suffering to death?"
Yeah, well, exactly.
We can't take the risk. And I said, "Well, a camera and a security guard with a panic button and a radio will do."
I'll tell you what, if you're not hot and bothered, you're more alert. I've went to a private school, and the security guard sits on a chair with the long shirt, long pants, 30-odd degrees. Where's the humanity in people, I sometimes ask? Anyway, if you've just tuned in, Vernon, by the way, thank you for the call. And you can call me anything you like, Chemo, Kino, either way, it doesn't make a difference. I know you're talking to me, but you can call in on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. It's an open line. Raise the issues you'd like to raise. But Barbara Friedman with us, just once again looking at those trending stories. And we were talking about the police parade at Richard Maponya's funeral. Now, it's unforgivable when the president is there, live TV is there, and you don't know your left from your right.
You know, it went out on the SABC live broadcast, and there was this sort of silence from the presenters, and everyone knew what to say. What do you say? Anyway.
The police said it was unfortunate.
Yes, it was indeed.
Understatement of 2020 thus far. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, Chemo. Our next, our last story is the other trending story today is hashtag December regrets. And that is sort of aligned with hashtag January.
Yeah.
So it's everybody saying, do you have any hashtag December regrets? Because most people, what's today? The 15th of Jan.
Yeah.
And maybe people have got 10 days to payday. Because a lot of people get paid on the 25th.
That's right.
And people are saying things like December regrets, having braai meat every day. Now I'm on my last salty crack, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But surely you keep your braai meat and roll it over.
Well, no, I think people go braaiing every day. And then other people saying, no regrets, all my bonus money, if lucky you got a bonus, all my bonus money is still in the 32-day notice account. You know, and other people saying, December regrets, none, because I was broke before December and I'm still broke.
My word, maybe you want to talk about hashtag December regrets. You can share that with us as well on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. I see John has sent us a bit of a voice note as well. Remember, you don't have to call in and chat to Bruce. Bruce likes chilling and, you know, sending the emails and doing extra research. But you can call him on that first number I've given you. But send the WhatsApps as well. Just push that little button and leave a voice note like John has.
You mentioned something about the security guards. Well, the company I work for, they've got a security company called Imvula. Imvula, Imvula Security Company. And they say, when I got here this morning, I see all the weeds were taken out this morning along the Vibrigate wall and the brick paving.
Mm.
And apparently the security guard was doing it. And they also do packing inside, because we are wholesalers. They do packing inside, they do scanning of bins. Security guard, really? I don't know. You know, I don't think they're supposed to do that. They're security to do security work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, Kino, take care. Great show. Cheers, John Kells River.
Thank you very much, John. Much appreciated. And we'll take more of those messages. The line is open. That just means if you have an opinion, you need to share it with us. 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp 072-567-1567. This is 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. I'm Kino Cummies.